He may have hung up his microphone several years ago, but the love and respect people feel for Sean Dorney has not dimmed. 150 friends, colleagues and relatives from around Australia and the Pacific gathered in Brisbane to pay tribute to the man they simply call Dorney.
And so we say Dorney for the bloke and for the work and for the joy he brings to the craft. Lawrence of Arabia, Dorney of the South Pacific.
Former colleagues like Graham Dobell praised his tenacity and longevity as the ABC's correspondent in PNG and then later the Pacific.
Dorney reported PNG to itself, not just to Australia. And he did the same in the South Pacific as a bunch of newly independent states built a sense of region. So Dorney was present at the creation, and by his reporting, he fostered the creation. Now that's quite an achievement for one bloke and a microphone.
For more than 40 years, Dorney was Australia's voice in PNG and the Pacific. But in PNG, he was more than just a foreign reporter. He was, and still is, a household name. He reported on the country's major historic events, the Bougainville crisis, the Aitapay tsunami, and the eruption of the Rabaul volcano.
Well, we've walked up past the market. It's a frightful mess. The open buildings under which people used to sell all their produce, and this was by far the best vegetable market in the whole of Papua New Guinea, well, those coloured areas have all collapsed. There's no sign of any activity, of course, no sign of life.
He captained the National Rugby League side, the Kumuls. In 1984, he was kicked out of the country. 6 years later, the government welcomed him back and gave him an MBE. PNG wasn't the only country he was ejected from. Australia's former High Commissioner to Fiji, James Batley, recalled when coup leader Frank Bainimarama kicked Dorney out of Fiji in 2009.
As we sat there in Canberra in our headquarters, we'd complain about Sean. So this guy, honestly, he just causes us nothing but trouble. And I do recall quite clearly doing my best to broker an agreement with our dear friend, Frank Bainimarama. And Sean just blunders in, out of the blue and gets himself expelled from Fiji.
Among the crowd was several journalists and broadcasters from PNG and the Pacific, just a handful of the many Dorney has mentored over the years. Tanya Nugent from PNG summed up their feelings.
Sean, thank you. Thank you for everything you've done. Thank you for planting the seed for a generation of all of us. Miblo pigini niblo yuya.
Friends organised the tribute dinner after learning he'd been diagnosed with motor neurone disease last year. It's severely limiting his movement, and one specialist predicted he has 3 years to live. But he's tackling the disease with his trademark humour and optimism.
Can I just tell you all here who have, come here pretty close to me tonight, and many of you have shaken my hand and whatever. The good news, MND is not contagious. But having captained the Kumuls, having won a Walkley Award, those things pale into insignificance when you can get your socks and shoes on in less than 10 minutes.
A big part of Dorney's story is his relationship with his wife, Pauline, a Manus Islander who he met in PNG. He paid tribute to her sense of humour and enduring support.
I try and do exercises, 3 or 4 mornings a week, and some of these involve me lying on a mat on the ground. About 2 weeks ago, I found I actually could not get to my feet. So I called out to Pauline, and she came in and she tried to pick me up, but she fell down next to me, and we just lay on the floor laughing. For about 5 minutes, we just could not stop laughing.
Afterwards, Dorney said he was overwhelmed by the tribute.
This isn't normal fare for a journalist to have people saying nice things about them. Even ex-High Commissioners and others, praising you. I wonder what they're saying behind closed doors.
The dinner also raised several $1,000s for research into motor neurone disease.